Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
In the world of modern agriculture, one name stands out: precision planting. With a mission to empower farmers, precision planting has been at the forefront of innovation, transforming the way crops are planted. From their intuitive planter, seeder, and harvest monitoring tools to groundbreaking sprayer and fertilizer application technology, precision planting's smart solutions bring a new level of precision and efficiency to every pass you make in the field. But it's not just about technology, it's about helping farmers make practical and effective decisions when it comes to their operations. Imagine tapping into yields that could only be dreamt of and making them a reality using equipment you already own. Precision Planting is more than a technology company. It's your partner on your journey to higher yields and pursuing excellence. They've spent over 30 years bringing confidence to farms like yours. Join the ranks of farmers who trust Precision Planting to revolutionize their operation. To get started with your local Premier dealer, visit precisionplanting.com today.
Well, who has the best beef across the state? Well, we're going to give everybody an opportunity to find out. The Oklahoma Best Beef Competition is coming up October the 19th in Stockyard City in Oklahoma City. Tasting starts at 11 a.m. and ends at 4 o'clock that afternoon, and we need producers that would like to feature their beef. I had the opportunity to speak with Hallie Parks of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Foundation to talk about this great event.
And it will be during the Stockyard Stampede. So the actual tasting will be from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., but we will be out and about all day for you to come hang out with us and taste some great beef and see what all we have to offer.
The event began as an outreach for people who may not know about beef in the ag community.
So we will have 12 local Oklahoma farmers and ranchers. They will be essentially grilling steaks and letting everyone taste them. And we will have some awards to give out. We'll have first place, second place, and third place, and those will be judged by a panel of Oklahoma's own judges, and we will have the People's Choice Award. So if you come and you taste this beef, you really get a chance to vote on who you think had the best beef or who you think had the most diverse taste of beef or anything like that. We will also have Andy's Frozen Custard. We'll have little custard cups for some kiddos. We will, of course, have Bubba, which is our large Hereford blow-up bull. He's a lot of the fun, so we'll have that. He'll be guarding over the Andes, and we're also going to have face painting this year, so we'll have a little booth where kids and adults can get their faces painted and just kind of hang out with us and get to know our local farmers and ranchers from around the great state of Oklahoma.
Once again, OCA taking applications for cattle producers to compete at the event. Interested ranchers can check the requirements and enter at OklahomaCattlemen'sFoundation.com. Well, ag credit stress was limited in the second quarter of 2024, but showed signs of tightening amid lower crop prices and rising input costs. Those are the findings from a survey by the Federal Reserve Bank in Kansas City. Farm income in the 10th Federal Reserve District dropped faster than in recent quarters amid lower crop prices and increased expenses. Despite sharp declines in farm income and capital spending, agricultural credit stress remained limited, but signs of financial pressure have appeared, the survey said. Lenders reported modest deterioration in farm finances, farm loan repayment rates declined at a gradual pace, and repayment problems on farms rose just a little bit. Fed says about 60% of farm lenders reported income was lower than last year. Stronger cattle prices weren't enough to offset those lower crop prices. Income was down across the country, but states that rely on crop production saw the steepest income declines. You've got farm news. Are you an Oklahoma Farm Bureau member? A Farm Bureau membership comes with a world of benefits, from discounts on a variety of products and services to supporting our agriculture youth. Most importantly, you can become a part of a grassroots organization that advocates for our family farmers and ranchers. Learn more, or you can become a member today by visiting your County Farm Bureau office, or you can visit us online at okfarmbureau.org, because together we are rural Oklahoma. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.